75 minutes to midnight, and I'm walking the dog. The neighbours have just left the house, and as they left the house, I left the house with Rocky, little cotton de tulier, little white little fluff ball, to take him out for a little stroll. And it's chilly. It's wonderfully chilly. We've got stars above, and it's dry for a change. And the purpose of this walk is to work off some of the chocolate, some of the bits of Christmas cake, some of the sesame sticks, and some of the other old stuff that I consumed while we were sitting chatting around the fire. And it's lovely. It really is. It's little dog. Off we go. I don't know if we're going to meet anybody walking around the estate at this time of night, but it doesn't matter. Nothing matters. All that matters is the fresh air in the cheeks, and the wind has died. The wind has died. It's not, when I say chilly, you know, it's not like Bosnia, not like Banja Luka or over there. It's not like Montreal, or even Vancouver had snow, sure. Oh, yeah. Oh, but this is the year. Oh, I hear neighbours who haven't yet put their children to bed. Oh, they're friends of my daughter's in that house over there. Yes, they'll be closing the door. What'll we do? Let's go this way, Rock. Come on. Go around the long way. Around the long way in a house. Oh, now look. We have no time for barking dogs at the moment, Rock. He's been away in kennels for the last few days. So he came back today very, very excited. So I think he's very, very attentive to what's going on in the other direction. And he's not paying attention to the walk. He's being distracted, so I'm going to shorten the old lead and get him right close to me, and maybe he'll reacquire the habit of calmly walking along beside me. Habits can be reacquired, can't they? You just have to re-practice them. And re-practice them eventually. They become habits again. Oh, another. Oh. Now come here, you. Come here, you. When I got a dog first, you know, I used to leave him on a long lead in front of me, and I sort of thought it was a good idea for him to go in front. Then I read a book called The Dog Listener, which said that that was not the best thing to do. The poor old dog was having loads of anxiety because he was behaving as if he was the leader of the pack, as if it was his job to be out there scouting and checking out into the, you know, if there was any quarry or anybody going to ambush us. So the poor dog was carrying too much weight of responsibility. So it was much better when he was put back in his place, and now I walk out of the door of the house in front of him. Yeah, I check that the way is clear so that he can follow me out of the house. Actually, I must say that Rocky, you certainly seem a calmer dog ever since I relieved you of any responsibility for leadership. There we are. So, the moon is 3/4. I'm not sure if it's waxing or waning, to be truthful, because I haven't been following the antics of the moon recently. But it truly is a clear sky. And it's a bit of a relief to get out of a house where There was a lot of warmth coming out of a fire. And I was slowly getting sleepy. People are into white lights on Christmas trees. There was once a time when all the lights on Christmas trees were kind of multicolored. Now the fashion is... Now what is the name of the Jewish candle formation that has got seven candles rising to a pinnacle, central one, and they go up like this, like a triangle, really? What is it? I'm momentarily lost my naming ability. So there we are. It says North Pole in that house. And we just wander on. Just keep going. The way we walk through the air. We just keep going. One foot in front of the other. One breath after the last. And that's how I'm going to approach 2013, actually. Step at a time, breath on breath, as calmly as I can, and the rest will follow. Ah, it's lovely being out here, strolling. I mean, I'm walking at about, what would I say? I'd say about 2 miles an hour. Not kind of striding along like these people who carry weights in their right and left hand and move purposefully, getting huge adrenaline hits all the way. I'm not getting any adrenaline hit. Oh, there's a dog out here. Wild around the estate. We're going to go down now in a second into the high-density dog part of the estate. And there will be, it looks like as if people have been not patching up the holes in their fences or something like that. Oh, here comes one. Oh, we'll now have a little bit of dominance or submissiveness. Now, who's going to be dominant here? I think we've got a dog that goes for submission and a dog that goes for dominance. So they'll probably get on with each other. Oh, there's a little snapping and a little... I'm standing here. Both of these dogs are white. And they're, oops! And one dog pulled away from the other and crashed into a tree. Picked himself up, dusted himself down and went running in the other direction. And now my dog wants to chase. But we're not doing any chases. Now we're going to practice sedate walking. Perhaps some of my almost somnambulant style will rub off on the dogs. It's the evening of the day. It's the evening of the year. And you know, you can't summarize a year, or I can't summarize a year in a single audiobook. I have been tempted. I've been tempted all day, actually, I have to admit, to try some kind of a reflective summary. And if I'd had more time and to myself and fewer domestic jobs that needed to be done, I would have found myself perhaps a cafe or a pub. The Moleskine Notebook, I'd have just started to write, and I'd have written my way through the year. But I won't. Oh, it's just so pleasant. Step on step. Even the earthworms are silent tonight. And the flies are gone into hibernation. Although the weather's so mild, you might well find flies. And the two dogs are pretty good. One of the most amusing things I saw recently was a dog creche in São Paulo, where my son and daughter-in-law's dog is while they came to the UK. Yeah, imagine that. Maybe you are all used to this when your dog isn't with you. Goes off into a live streaming situation and you can watch it on your smartphone from the other side of the world. Anybody do that? Look at this. Everything's quiet. Everything's quiet. Nobody's making any noise. There won't be people dancing on the street here. All the young people are in town, dancing on the street, all in pubs, all getting ready for midnight, and auld lang syne, and holding hands outside. I remember some nice New Year's Eves. Oh, here we have more drama. We have a little, what do you call these little dogs? Small ones. Roger Overall has one like this. Can't actually remember its name. Jack Russell, that's it. We've got a Jack Russell here. Oh, yeah. Oh, you never know. Now, Rocky, we're going on our walk. Keeping going. Hi. Hey, good night. Happy New...
You have a walker with you.
I do. Happy New Year. Yeah, have a good one. Actually, this is how many houses have got the candles, the seven candles. Oh dear, I feel really a bit dim. Yeah. So, let's see. Is it going to be the rear offside or that's raised? Here we come to the wall, right? No. It's the rear near side tonight. Yep. It was. He lifted the rear near side and sprayed the wall. So now we can go back. Oh, why am I thinking of John Cleese and Bill Oddie and The Life of Brian and Brazil and... Yeah. Man who walked across the Sahara around the world in 80 days and... Those wonderful comedians. There we go. Look, anyway, enough is enough. Let me just say to you that I'm hope that you are having, because you won't listen to this until New Year, I'm sure, until 2013. So maybe if you do hear it in 2012, may it be a good end to the year. Or may it help towards the conclusion of the year. And we'll just carry on putting one toe forward, following it by another toe. And I suppose that's how dancing began, really. People put one toe in front of the other and speeded up the rhythm. That's it. So, have you anything to say, Rocky? Let me just see if we get a word out of you. What did you say? I'm sorry, he's gone mute. The dog's gone mute. Oh, I see a parcel shop, a van here called parcelshop.ie, Parcel Logistics and Express. Just get that. Oh, it is good. I did actually stop. A bit of red robin, that bush there. Mother-in-law's tongues. Hebes. More hebes. More hebes. Oh, yes. I once lived in a house in Bradford-on-Avon with lots of hebes. That's how come I know about hebes. Yeah. Bought a house and had quite a nice little garden. Ah, there's my neighbour. Good night. Happy New Year. He's standing outside his house. Cigarette in one hand and a phone in the other hand. So he was able to wave, but not able to speak. Now, okay, I think it's time to stop, don't you, really? I think it's... I mean, it is hard to stop talking when the words kind of come out at about the same speed as the footstep forward. Yeah. Words and feet and breath moving together to a melody. To a melody that plays itself, really. Yeah. The melody of life. The breath. The melody of life. The footsteps. The melody of life. The heartbeat. Well, keeps us all going, doesn't it? Keeps us all going. Now there's a lovely little, almost like the last thing I feel like describing. One of the neighbours has put candles inside glass outside both sides of their front door. So, listen to the silence. It's almost, what I'll say in future, McColgan-esque, isn't it? Almost McColgan-esque. He's a guy in Scotland who... Actually, they must be having great fun in Scotland because... Oh, it's the big night tonight in Scotland. They're big into New Year over there. We still have our Christmas tree up. We still have our Christmas tree decorations. We still have our Christmas moon. Christmas moon is reflecting light onto the roof of number 3. Number 2. Soon it'll be number 1. I wish you great breath for the time ahead. I wish you the very best of breath. Good night.